sounds foxy, female wrestling and boxing, and you've got a ringside seat. Are these girls really fighting, or is it all in your mind? This is a Sounds Foxy production of Junior SmackDown. These kids are going to fight anyway. They may as well get paid. Copyright 2016 at sexysluggers.com. All rights reserved. The promoters of organised pro wrestling realise they have an untapped gold mine. The kids of the wrestlers themselves. Backers are found, the money pours in. The kids themselves, mostly cocky, arrogant brats, are happy for the chance to get paid to fight. Most of them do it for free anyway. Regular Saturday night cards are established, even with royalties, for broadcast on a private cable channel. Here are two matches from one of those cards, and be warned, these kids can be just as brutal as their parents. And now your referee and ring announcer, Sylvia Van Dyke. Our first match is one fall with a 20-minute time limit, introducing first as 13 years old, 4'8" tall at a weight of 99 pounds. Everyone welcome Ryan Carter. His opponent is 12 years old, is 4'11" and weighs 107 pounds. Please give up for Bambi Gillette. As they are announced, both young wrestlers step out of their corners to accept the applause. Ryan is wearing red spandex wrestling trunks, white boots and white knee and elbow pads. He has short red hair and blue eyes. Bambi is wrestling in a pink and white bikini, pink wrestling boots and pink knee and elbow pads. She has long black hair tied up in pigtails. Her eyes are brown. Sylvia calls them both to the centre of the ring. As the wrestlers stare at one another, Sylvia reviews the rules and consequences. Sylvia instructs them to return to their corners and wait for the bell. Jason rings the bell. Ryan comes out of his corner cautiously while Bambi approaches him confidently. They circle several times before looking up in a collar and elbow. Bambi and Ryan are about the same size, but she is quite a bit stronger and more coordinated. Bambi powers Ryan around the ring. He is unable to resist her efforts. Bambi bends him backwards over the second rope and slams a chop across his throat. She releases him and he drops to his knees, clutching his throat, trying to regain his breath. She grabs him by the ears and slams several knees into Ryan's face. He falls flat, face down on the mat, completely disorientated. Involuntarily, his arms and legs twitch. Bambi quickly pulls Ryan to his feet by his hair. He's out on his feet, but that's not good enough for Bambi. She bends him over and wraps an arm around his head. She leaps backward and up, then falls backward, smashing Ryan's head into the mat. A perfect DDT. Ryan's head smashing into the mat doesn't knock him out completely, though. He's got a ticket for the Dreamland Express. Bambi pulls the limp boy to his feet. She tosses him through the ropes, where he lands face down on the padded floor. Bambi slides under the bottom rope to continue the obliteration of Ryan. Sylvia warns her, but Bambi waves her off. The little wrestler knows she has a 20 count to work over Ryan outside the ring. Bambi pulls him to his feet and begins slamming his head repeatedly into the ring apron. Bambi picks up the barely conscious boy and seats him on the ring apron. She spreads his legs apart and punches him repeatedly in the crotch. Sylvia is at the count of 16 when Bambi rolls Ryan back into the ring and slides back in herself. Ready to finish off the boy, Bambi applies an anaconda chokehold, cutting off the blood flow to Ryan's head. Sylvia drops to her knees to ascertain the hold is applied legally. It only takes 12 seconds before Ryan is unconscious. Sylvia instructs Bambi to release him, and she complies. Bambi rolls Ryan onto his back, spreading out his legs and arms. She straddles his chest in a schoolboy pin and sits upright, flexing her arms for the cameras at ringside. Sylvia starts the 10 count. As Sylvia reaches 10, with Ryan beaten, knocked out and pinned, Bambi leaps to her feet and jumps around the ring, celebrating her victory over the older boy. Sylvia manages to grab her wrist and holds it high in the air. A microphone drops from the ceiling And Sylvia announces, in 20 minutes and 32 seconds, the winner of the match, Bambi Gillette. A very happy young Bambi leaves the ring and a medic comes to tend to Ryan, verifying he is okay. Ryan leaves the ring to a small applause. Later, Bambi is seen getting pizza and a soda from a concession stand wearing a small t-shirt and Ryan's red spandex wrestling trunks. Some announcements are made and a few people take a bathroom break or go buy some snacks and sodas. Finally, it's time for the next bout of the evening and two more wrestlers enter the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, the next match of the evening is one full with a 30-minute time limit. First, weighing in at 123 pounds, he is 5'4" tall. Please welcome 13-year-old Daniel Dobbs. Daniel has blonde hair and green eyes and wears lime green satin string bikini briefs. He's rather buff with a trim but solid swimmer's build. His opponent, weighing 104 pounds, she is 5'11". Welcome, 12-year-old Candy Devine. Candy is also blonde and wears a tiny purple bikini. Her blue eyes seem to drill into Daniel's body as the two wait in their corners for the bell. Daniel is new to the league, but has a record of 4 wins and 2 losses. He's known to be quite cruel. Candy is also new, having only 2 fights, 1 a loss, 1 a victory. She's said to have done a lot of training recently, though many expect a 1-slight slaughter at the hands of her opponent. The bell rings and Candy makes a dive for Daniel. He quickly steps aside and kicks her, sending her to the mat. He sits on her back and grabs her by the hair, then slams her face into the mat. Candy is stunned. Daniel pulls her to her feet by the hair and flings her into the ropes. As she bounces back, he launches a spin kick that catches her in the stomach and sends her back to the mat, gasping for air. Again, she's pulled to her feet by her hair, and Daniel pushes her into the ropes. He sends several jabs into her breasts. Left, right, left, right. Candy cries out with each punch, bringing a happy smile to her male opponent. It's clear this boy wants to thoroughly punish his young opponent. Then Daniel sends a knee lift into his victim's crotch. Candy's eyes grow wide, and she clutches her panty-covered mound. She seems to hang in space for a moment, then drops to her knees. Daniel kicks her in the back of the head, sending her completely to the mat on her back, glassy eyes staring at the overhead lights. Daniel struts for a moment, circling his prey, pointing and laughing at her. Then he continues her punishment. He begins to pull her to her feet by her hair when she comes to life, smashing his balls with an undercut. Daniel gasps and drops to his knees in agony, clutching his package. Candy then unleashes a fist to his jaw, which knocks him to the mat. She straddles Daniel's chest, pinning his arms by his side and begins firing punches to his head. Satisfied that he's thoroughly stunned, she pulls Daniel to his feet and flings him into the corner. She rushes toward him and leaps, her full weight crashing into his chest. She backs up and runs again, but this time Daniel is ready and catches her, trapping her in a crushing bear hug. The breath is squeezed out of the little blonde, and Daniel gloats by parading around the ring with his captive. After a few moments of this, he drops her, crotch first, down onto his knee. Again, Candy is down on the mat, holding her crotch, crying and gasping for breath. Daniel rolls her over onto her stomach and grabs her legs, bending her backward in a Boston crab. Candy is limber, but Daniel knows how and where to apply maximum pressure to her spine. The pain shoots through her entire body. Daniel releases one leg, while still holding the other, pulling upward and out, making her crotch vulnerable. He grabs her crotch with his free hand, applying a painful claw hold to her pussy. Candy screams in agony, begging for mercy. Daniel laughs. He has no mercy to offer. He continues to wrench on her leg. While mauling her crotch, she desperately slams the mat and begs him to stop, submitting the match to him. He slams his fist into her crotch, sending her into fresh wails and spasms of pain, then releases her. The referee raises his hand to a mixture of boos and cheers. Sylvia announces, The winner of the match in 9 minutes and 13 seconds, Daniel Dobbs. The medic checks on Candy. She's okay, but angry and already demanding a rematch. Daniel happily agrees. He'd love the chance to thrash the girl again. But he'd have to come up with something special for next time to really teach her a lesson. This has been a Sounds Foxy production. I'm Louise. Thanks for listening.